Welcome to the First Church of Christ Scientus Carmel Wednesday evening service. Now, the Wednesday service.
And I can I behold the snare, the pit, the fall. His habitation high is here and nigh. His arm encircles me and mine and all. Oh, make me glad for every scalding tear, for hope deferred, ingratitude, disdain. Wait and love more for every hate, and fear no ill, since God is good and loss is gain. Beneath the shadow of his mighty wing and that sweet secret of the narrow way, seeking and finding with the angels sing, lo, I am with you alway, watch and pray. No snare, no fowler, pestilence or pain, no night drops down upon the troubled breast. When heaven's after smile, earth's teardrops gain, and mother finds her home and heavenly rest. Hymn number 539. March is Women's History Month, so this evening's lesson is all about women. I'll read from the Bible, Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her at the gates. Genesis. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted, and became into four heads. And the name of the second river is Gihon. And the same is that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother, Mary, was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angels of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. John. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Mark. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and the less of the Joses and Salome. Now when Jesus was risen and early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. Proverbs. A gracious woman retaineth honor. Numbers. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, and they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes and all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family? Because he hath no son. Give unto us, therefore, a possession among the brethren of our father. And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a man die and shall have no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. 1 Corinthians. The woman is the glory of man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also of the woman. But all things of God. Matthew. And Jesus arose him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch the garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Revelation. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. And upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. Proverbs. Every wise woman buildeth her house. I shall now read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The ideal woman corresponds to life and to love. Genesis 2:21-22. And the Lord God, Jehovah, Yahweh, caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God, Jehovah, had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. Here, falsity, error, credits truth, God, with inducing a sleep or a hypnotic state in Adam in order to perform a surgical operation on him and thereby create woman. This is the first record of magnetism, beginning creation with darkness instead of light, materially rather than spiritually. Error now simulates the work of truth, mocking love and declaring what great things error has done. Afterwards, he is supposed to become the basis of the creation of woman and of his own kind, calling them mankind, that is, a kind of man. Later in human history, when the forbidden fruit was bringing forth fruit of its own kind, there came a suggestion of change in the modus operandi, that man should be born of woman, not woman again taken from man. Another change will come as the nature and origin of man, and this revelation will destroy the dream of existence, reinstate reality, usher in science and the glorious fact of creation, that both man and woman proceed from God and are his eternal children belonging to no lesser parent. The woman in the apocalypse symbolizes generic man, the spiritual idea of God. She illustrates the coincidence of God and man as the divine principle and divine idea. As Elias presented the idea of the fatherhood of God, which Jesus afterwards manifested, so the Revelator completed this figure with woman, typifying the spirit idea of God's motherhood. The moon is under her feet. This idea reveals the universe as secondary and tributary to spirit, from which the universe borrows its reflected light, substance, life, and intelligence. Thus, the ideas of God in universal being are complete and forever expressed, for science reveals infinity and the fatherhood and motherhood of love. Human, the capacity is slow to discern and to grasp God's creation and the divine power and presence which go with it, demonstrating its spiritual origin. Man and woman, as coexistent and eternal with God, forever reflect in glorified quality the infinite Father, Mother, God. Masculine, feminine, and neuter genders are human concepts. In one of the ancient languages, the word for man is used also as the synonym of mind. This definition has been weakened by anthropomorphism, or a humanization of deity. Genesis 3:11-12. Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Truth, cross-questioning man as to his knowledge of error, finds woman the first to confess her fault. She says, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat, as much as to say in meek penitence, neither man nor God shall father my fault. She has already learned that corporeal sense is the serpent. This hereafter enabled woman to be the mother of Jesus and to behold at the sepulcher the risen Savior, who was soon to manifest the deathless man of God's creating. This enabled woman to be the first to interpret the scriptures in their true sense, which reveals the spiritual origin of man. Jesus was the offspring of Mary's self-conscious communion with God. Born of a woman, Jesus' advent in the flesh partook partly of Mary's earthly condition, although he was endowed with the Christ, the divine spirit, without measure. This accounts for his struggles in Gethsemane and on Calvary, and this enabled him to be the mediator or wayshower between God and men. Had his origin and birth been wholly apart from mortal usage, Jesus would not have been appreciable to mortal mind as the way. Pale in the presence of his own momentous question, what is truth? Pilate was drawn into acquiescence with the demands of Jesus' enemies. The women at the cross could have answered Pilate's question. They knew what had inspired their devotion, winged their faith, opened the eyes of their understanding, healed the sick, cast out evil, and caused the disciples to say to their master, "Even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." Gion, river. The rights of woman acknowledged morally, civilly, and socially. Civil law establishes very unfair differences between the rights of the two sexes. Christian Science furnishes no precedent for such injustice, and civilization mitigates it in some measure. Still, it is a marvel why usage should accord women less rights than does either Christian Science or civilization. Our laws are not impartial, to say the least, in their discrimination as to the person, property, and parental claims of the two sexes. If the elective franchise for women will remedy the evil without encouraging difficulties of greater magnitude, let us hope it will be granted. A feasible as well as a rational means of improvement at present is the elevation of society in general and the achievement of a nobler race for legislation, a race having higher aims and motives. If a desolate husband deserts his wife, certainly the wronged and perchance impoverished woman should be allowed to collect her own wages, enter into business agreements, hold real estate, deposit funds, and own her children free from interference. In divine science, we have not as much authority for considering God masculine as we have for considering him feminine. For love imparts the clearest idea of deity. Father Mother is the name for deity, which indicates his tender relationship to his spiritual creation. Life, truth, and love constitute the triune person called God. God, the Father Mother, Christ, the spiritual idea of sonship, divine science, or the Holy Comforter. This Comforter, I understand, to be divine science. In the year 1866, I discovered the Christ science or divine laws of life, truth, and love, and named my discovery Christian Science. The first edition of Science and Health was published in 1875. Various books on mental healing have since been issued, most of them incorrect in theory, and filled with plagiarisms from science and health. In the spirit of Christ's charity, as one who hopeth all things, endureth all things, and is joyful to bear consolation to the sorrowing and healing to the sick, she commits these pages to honest seekers for truth, Mary Baker Eddy. In this age, the earth will help the woman. The spiritual idea will be understood. Let the male and female of God's creating appear. Such is the true science of being. Now let's have a few moments of silent prayer and then pray together the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Let's sing another hymn, hymn number 355. Truth comes alike to all who on her name dare call with motives pure. Then let us all unite with freedom's star in sight, press onward in the right which shall endure. Hymn number 355. Good evening again, and welcome to those that have joined us on the call-in line. We are so glad that you are part of our family. I would like to invite anyone who cannot attend our service and would like to submit a testimony to be read during our service to do so by emailing me ahead of time, and I'll be glad to share it with the congregation. My email is jeanbates@me.com. We always love to hear from our regular listeners. And I just so happened to get one today, so I was so thrilled. I will share that with you right now. To begin, I want to thank all of you for being my church family. I feel so grateful to be part of the Carmel Church service via the listening line, and I am also very grateful for having the last four Wednesday night services posted online. I would like to share the gratitude that I felt today and every day for Christian Science. When I was in sixth grade, I started wearing eyeglasses. And then as an adult, I started wearing bifocals, which I used for many years. My driver's license had a restriction of wearing glasses. After working with a Christian Science practitioner for something else, I no longer needed to wear glasses to drive, but was required to have an outside mirror on the vehicle. Also, I didn't need to use glasses to read anymore. This healing was just a natural unfoldment of God's unchanging truth. I was so hungry to learn and practice more and more the laws of divine principle. My understanding of Christian Science was deepening. I read Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy through several times, along with the anthology articles, biographies of Mary Baker Eddy, and anything else I could learn about my true nature as God's child. Doing different tasks and quiet time at home, I was eager to listen to and read articles from JSH online at every opportunity. Today, I had to renew my driver's license. I was able to process my previous driver's license renewal online. But this time, I had to go to the local BMV and take the eye exam. I was starting to feel that I might need the use of glasses again. Some of the fearful thoughts I had to deny included age. I spent last week reading many articles and listening to audio podcasts on JSH online about sight. A thought I held to is that man is a complete, perfect idea in divine mind. Nothing can change what God created. Man is an idea in divine mind reflecting perfect sight. And the Bible verse from Genesis 1, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." I had always accepted the truth that God made all very good, but I glossed over "God saw." So God is doing all the seeing, as stated in Genesis 1. And as stated in the definition of God in Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures. Man is the expression of what God is doing and seeing. Matter is just a belief to be outgrown step by step. Today, when I was getting ready to leave the house, I remembered that I needed to gather some documents so that my license would be updated to be considered real ID. Since we moved five years ago, I thought I would have placed this document in the lockbox, but it wasn't there. I didn't have a clue where to find it. But I had read and listened to so many Christian Science testimonies of people finding lost items, I was just still, my thought trusted God to show me. I found the document in a few minutes, praising God for his infinite goodness. This was a wow moment for me. This proof of God's care made me feel that God was taking care of every detail and that I didn't need to fear about the eye exam, and that there cannot be a retrograde step. I felt so much joy as I was driving to town. When I took the eye exam, I was so grateful that I read the first line of the eye exam easily, and the restriction of the outside mirror was even lifted. Another wow moment. God is ever present, and God's law of good are for everybody. And it doesn't matter how long a problem seems real, it's not. As I learned in Christian Science class instruction, healing is the revealing of what has always been true. I sing the Psalms, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. This was written by Karen Reinerson, and she is in Logansport, Indiana, and listens regularly. So I want to thank her, if you're listening now, for sending in the testimony, and I'm inviting many others to also include, if they are so led, their testimonies, because it was such a wonderful treat for me to receive that this afternoon. All right, now it's your turn. Shirley has the microphone. Make sure you hold it nice and close to your mouth so that everyone can hear online and also hear in the audience. And now we'll listen.
Thanks a lot for making us have to testify after that awesome testimony. You couldn't save that for last? Just kidding. I really appreciate the lesson tonight on womanhood and women and celebrating Women's History Month. I know Mrs. Eddy says that Jesus was the greatest man who ever walked, trod the globe, but I think Mary Baker Eddy is the greatest woman who ever trod the globe for delivering the comforter to this age and giving us all of the truths of how we can heal through Christian Science. I'm just very grateful and inspired not only by that previous testimony, but by the readings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your readings. They really were, I'm sure it took a while to find a lot of different things about how grateful we are for what all women do and what they represent. And I think the same is true. It's always, for me, I always feel that men and women complement each other in many ways. And there are many attributes of women that are perhaps different than from men, but that's where we celebrate the attributes of men and women complementing each other. We all need each other in so many different ways. And I so appreciated how many different aspects and perspectives that you brought out about women today. I think another thing that always comes to me, because I so often use it, and that is I'm so grateful of I'm not somebody that years and years ago, when a lot of technology was coming to the front, I wasn't jumping at it necessarily. And I know that Scott's sitting behind me, and when he talked about it first, having the listen line in church, I was concerned and thought we might lose our family feel in church. And yet, it is just such a blessing. And it's one of those, something that I look back upon and think, I was kind of quick to think, oh, I don't think, we don't have to bring that technology into church. And yet, what a blessing, like I said, it is. And I use it all the time. I know with the audio, I get on JHS online when I'm struggling with something, no matter what it is. And I can always find something to listen to. And I'm somebody who really likes to close my eyes and listen. And I do that frequently in church and listen to the lesson. And, every time that happens, particularly in my office, and I just can't get my mind maybe where it should be, and I can always so quickly find something that's appropriate to listen to. I love listening to the Daily Lift a lot of times. When I'm driving, I'll turn it on with my in my phone, and it's so nice to listen to it, and I can always Google a Daily Lift and find one and then find another. So, you know, I was thinking tonight about then having the opportunity to have this nice lady in Logansport be able to share with all of us in Indianapolis and Carmel, you know, a wonderful healing that she had. And so once again, I realize, you know, sometimes you are quick to be concerned about something new, and that's a lesson that I've learned, and I'm very grateful for her also and being able to send you her her healing and then be able to share it with us. Thank you for the readings tonight.
Thank you. First of all, I so agree with Shirley and Scott. It is wonderful to hear from Karen, and it's you know, it's a growing feeling of family that I think we must all have as we come on Wednesdays and Sundays and know that there are more of us. And it's just so lovely to just, you know, put our arms around everyone who is tuning in, and how lovely and wonderful that testimony was. Thank you so much for the readings tonight. I was so grateful for those. The Monitor and Evan Millenbacher have both recently, the Monitor in an article about a book, and Evan Millenbacher in one of his blogs mentioning Sandra Day O'Connor and her new book, which certainly denotes what the life of a woman in a man's world was like. And as Evan Millenbacher noted, that the trajectory of her life, because she just knew that she could be equal with a man, was so different from what the world might say that her trajectory would be. One of my takeaways from hearing the story of the daughters of, how do you say that?
You're talking about the man?
Yes. But how do you say his name? Zelophehad, yes, yes. I love those daughters, and I love Moses, and I love the outcome of that. I love that wonderful story in Proverbs, too, of the woman of virtue and wisdom. But most of all, the takeaway tonight for me is just this incredible sense of justice, equity, and love that come from our pastor reading about women. It's heartening, and it's lifting, and it's inspiring. And I'm so, so grateful you chose that as a topic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My mother had a healing when I was 12 years old. And we began to attend the Christian Science Church, and I attended Sunday school, but I regularly joined my mother for Wednesday evening testimony meetings. And thinking about a woman in Christian Science, I recall a very regal, tall, elegant woman who wasn't African-American, who gave a testimony at that time. I don't know whether I was close to junior high or whatever, but she shared how she had learned to read as a result of finding Christian Science in Science and Health. And as I think about a regal, elegant woman, I can envision, Bessie was her first name, and I can envision her, and that testimony has stayed with me through the years, and I have, you know, she was obviously a senior citizen at that time, and to think of what she had accomplished through finding Science and Health and Christian Science is pretty impressive to think about today. Thank you for your readings and for the testimony from Logansport.
Thank you.
It's ironic you brought up your mother. I was thinking about that as I was sitting here. I shared with Jean before our service tonight. Today is my mother's birthday, and as I was sitting there looking at the first hymn, and it said, "Oh, gentle presence, peace and joy and power," I thought about my mom and my grandmother, frankly, because there are adjectives there that certainly describe them. And, you know, the thing about it is I was thinking about the first testimony and some of the other testimonies I've got. So many people in my church family, the women in my church family, all of you exhibit those qualities, peace and joy and power. And as a fella in this crowd, I really appreciate all of those things from all of you. It just speaks to only three, really, of the tremendous adjectives that can describe so many of the people, so many of the women that we know. And again, when I think of my mother, my grandmother, my sister, so many of the women that were in Fourth Church when I grew up, a lot of them displayed on a regular basis peace, joy, and power. It was a good atmosphere to be raised in, and very grateful for that. Very grateful for the way that hymn kind of eased into, I don't know if it did for anybody else, but it kind of eased into the whole women feel for me as far as that was concerned. And the other two hymns are beautiful as well. Your readings, I love that. I love that reading from Proverbs about women. It's just so much in that chapter of knowledge and so much thoughtful thinking on his behalf. And you know, when he whatever subject he tackles in there, he just puts it out so eloquently and so real, you know, in such a real way. And to talk about women is in that chapter is very very meaningful. A lot of times we hear information from that chapter, things from that chapter during, we were talking earlier, Mother's Day. A lot of that comes up during Mother's Day as well. And so it was nice to kind of have an early feel for that, if you will. I just appreciated that. And again, I appreciate the women in my church family, all of you, all that are here, all that aren't here, and your peace, your joy, and your power. Thank you for your readings and your songs tonight.
Thank you. I chose that particular one because that was supposed to be, she was in a, I heard, I guess from my teacher, I don't know where I heard it from, but that she was actually talking about Christian Science, that to keep my child on upward wing tonight. And so I thought that would be appropriate for what the subject was tonight. But thank you for bringing that up. I want to thank you all for your wonderful testimonies this evening. And thank you, Karen, for sending in yours. Let's conclude our service by singing hymn number 200. I'm going to read the third verse. O daughter of Zion, the power that hath saved thee, extolled with the harp and the timbrel should be. Then shout, for the foe is destroyed that enslaved thee. The oppressor is vanquished, and Zion is free. Hymn number 200.
Oh, darling.
Thank you for listening to First Church of Christ Scientist Carmel Wednesday evening service. You can join us any Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at our church located at 116th and Haverstick Road in Carmel. Or give us a call on the Listen Line, 317-688-9898. 317-688-9898. Thanks again for listening.